Acts 2:42, it says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." In 2:46, it says, "And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts." In this church, we practice open communion. Each of us must decide if we are ready to receive communion. Please pass out the elements.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
Sorry.
My chains are gone. Set free, my God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good.
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
We are so proud to be Americans. We figure the freedom comes to us because the government gives it to us. Not true. We gain it, we receive it as a gift from God. That's freedom. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the opportunity we have to come and listen to it. the opportunity to read it. And the opportunity to have it instilled in our hearts. Free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. In case you've forgotten, there's a big old supper on the other side there in Wayne Hall. Show up there and get some good eats. And go home.